Disclaimer. You could easily perceive the following audio clips as both anti-black and anti-Chinese. But I believe a black person and a Chinese person are mostly responsible. Red Bull Arena, July 9th, 2011. RBNY v. DC United. Real audio.
Jeff, we are 39 minutes in the Red Bulls DC game, yeah. And Red Bulls have done jack shit going forward. Thoughts?
My thought is that they approached this game tonight with the thought of not doing jack shit going forward.
It's possible.
They have come at this game with an emphasis on defense. They played a very nice defensive game. Tim Ream has been outstanding. I mean, the player of the match so far is clearly Tim Ream. But I also think that Henri and Luke are sort of facing this game. I see a 2-0 win for Red Bulls in the second half.
I gotta be honest, I feel like you are just justifying how they've not been scored upon right now. There's not been a single shot on goal. If there was, that would be 1-0 DC.
Well, we have the worst goalkeeping tandem in the history of sports.
We can't agree on this.
Yeah, so, I mean, if they take a shot, we lose.
Fair enough.
Do you have any comment on the fact that nuts are all over you right now?
Your friends are assholes.
But their nuts are all over you.
Dry nuts.
It's not the quantity or the liquidity of the nuts, it's the fact they're all over you.
No comment.
Preston, do you have any thoughts on this game?
They're nuts all over your girl.
They're nuts all over my girl. I'm okay with it.
What follows is a Mike Wallace stirringly inspired interview, followed by Tim Ream saving a Charlie Davies shot from scoring for DC United.
Can you please describe for our audience listening at home what you ate today?
I had some clams and garlic sauce. I had Gatorade. I had pork chop, some rice.
Pork chop?
Some...
Dave joined us and enjoyed this Red Bulls game, but notice the twinge of excitement in his voice when he makes the following report.
In the 62nd minute, DC United goes up 1-0 on a strike scored by, I have no idea why, because Red Bulls don't care.
He also did not record his jumping around and dancing for the next several minutes, which led to him being removed from our Red Bull season ticket club for 2012.
Seriously, one game out of the whole season, really? I make rapid hand gestures, one game.
Yeah.
DC wins one game.
Listen, you have to decide who you are. Are you a DC United fan or are you a Red Bulls fan? Because we don't want you at every Red Bulls game rooting for DC United. Watch the scoreboards.
I'm sorry.
Waiting for this shit.
I'm sorry. We're going to get season tickets. The whole of goddamn season long, I'm going to root fucking balls for the Red Bulls.
But you're going to...
There's one game a year where I
would prefer DC United win the championship.
Not true. I just want DC to do well. I went through a rough patch, and all I wanted was DC to perform okay. They lost 4-0 before. I just wanted to see them do all right.
You got a rough patch between your balls and your ass.
No. I am living down in a town that I hate, with people I don't know. Nothing. I got nothing left except for this team that doesn't suck too bad.
Look at him.
Fuck Preston. Preston's going to be there. Preston will always be there.
Until you're him, you can't complain.
No, I can't. What are you talking about? He's back from Baltimore. I'm still not.
Yeah, but he's a black person. He's got a lot of things to give.
I'm not really sure why we had to bring that in. I don't know. I'm not sure why we didn't incorporate that part of it. Yes. I also noticed that. I also did not want to be a part of that death.
That
yes. No. So all I'm saying is, out of all these games,
no.
35 home games,
all the answers to this
is one game that I was not 100% committed.
No, you
one game. One
you
game.
You went out of your way to insult the Red Bull fan tonight with your bullshit fandom that you don't even care about because you knew tonight. You knew. It would just make people around you unhappy.
Untrue.
That's why you
untrue.
Are not,
untrue.
You don't have any. You don't have
untrue.
Any heart.
It's
passion for DC United.
It's the only time you would have heard me have questionable passion for New York was tonight. That's it. One game. One game out of 35.
Guys, cross them.
But Dave wasn't done with just me. He went right after Preston.
This is bullshit. One game out of 35. I even question my loyalties. I'm getting slammed. It's bullshit. There's a girl who vomited. There's a black guy. What does he know? There's Jeff, who's just an
did
asshole.
Did you really just say that right now, DC? Mr. DC, did you really just say that shit to me right now?
Well,
I'm the black guy.
I was,
what the fuck does he know?
I was just
trying. Are you kidding me?
I'm
right
trying
now?
To improve the quality.
Are you kidding me right
I'm
now?
I'm trying to improve the quality
go
of this recording.
To DC
I'm trying to improve the quality.
Is what you need to
no,
go back
it's,
to.
It's, I do suck DC's
like
cock.
That.
I do
yes,
suck DC's cock.
Yes, you do.
DC has
enjoy
an enormous, enormous,
south,
raging, vein-filled vagina.
You know where he's going? He's going to fucking Reservoir.
Oh my God, that sounds so terrible. I can't even describe it. I don't want to go to Reservoir. Reservoir sucks.
Why are you gonna put in the
corner, baby? He's not putting the corner.
Oh,
in the fucking
I'm so much further
in
the corner. Yeah, baby pisses up at me in the corner. It's terrible. Awful.